Hello and welcome back to HWLRadio.com. You're here with your main man Hollywood, and today's show is gonna rub some people wrong. Matter of fact, it's gonna rub everybody wrong because I got it from both sides of the track. I got it from your spiritual side and I got it from your realistic side. So let's jump right on into it. Let's go here with the spiritual first, because everybody's out here talking about, man, it's satanic, and you know, like, it's a whole bunch of Jezebel stuff going on in this and everything else. But this is what I want to tell y'all, because now this is going to the realistic side, realistic point of view. Niggas been doing the same thing about women, and it wasn't no big fuss to us then. So what you hate is your simp butt being talked about, and that's what the real problem is about this. Just like dumb you know what's hated getting talked about in that music. 9 times out of 10, it was the dumb ones that had a problem with it, and that's the majority. It's majority of you dumb niggas, and it's majority of you dumb you know what's. But now let's go on back over to this song, because that's what we're here for. I really see why women and some people don't like doing songs with other people, especially an up-and-coming hotter artist. But I give Cardi B a lot of props for doing that, because that's breaking the barrier, and that does need to change. Because if y'all can make a hot song, who cares if you get out rapped on it? If it's a hot song, it's a hot song. They did what today's modern day is feeding into. So for you to call them something, you got to look at yourself. Because these people in these offices, like Star said, they throw a whole bunch of stuff at the wall. What sticks, sticks. 52 million views. Seems like it's stuck to me. So that means everybody out, man, I love the video. I love it. Some people saying it went overboard. I don't think they went over enough. No, just saying. But this is the realistic side. Like, you know, I can sit here and lie to y'all. Like, man, the Bible said this and this and that. But nigga, looking at that video, unless you like niggas, nigga, you definitely is like, man. And I think this is a BBW's anthem, because they got that macaroni and they definitely got that wop. So shout out to the BBW on this one. This is a win for y'all. But you know, you really can't. And then this is when another side is going to be mad at me, because I got to go here too. Because I'm a realistic, I ain't on nobody's side. So now, niggas, the simps, y'all need to quit crying about women. Just talk, hey man, just don't get played. Nigga, they telling you how they doing it. They telling you how they getting you. You're still going for it, nigga, use a fool. And that's just like the niggas on the songs that did it to the chicks. Like, man, come on now. Like, I don't want to hear nobody saying nothing. Everybody has their freedom of speech. We get it now. You can't stop it. But this is the whole thing. Niggas done bent and women went straight forward with it. So, niggas, y'all better, y'all, I mean, it ain't nothing nobody can say. Like, there's number one women out here doing it. The niggas can do it too. Instead of being, because I mean, I'm going to continue to do it. I treat a person how they going to treat me. Period, point blank. Like, you come to me with respect. You come to me like, nigga, you pimp mama. I'm going to come to you like I'm pimp daddy. But you know, it's just how it's supposed to be. But I just don't want to hear neither side saying nothing. They did what you people want right now. That's the main thing of this whole little conversation. This is what y'all want. They are entertainers. They entertain you. 52 million, you are entertained. So why is there so many complaints about my daughter's gonna hear this or my daughter's gonna hear that? How many sons do you think heard what the niggas said? Because I'm one of them sons. And I was messed up until, you know, we had to listen to some R&B and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, we're supposed to love on women, not treat them bad. That's what I'm saying. Music sets the mold, sets the tone for the whole society. Music does that. Whatever music airwaves is going through the world, that's going to be the feeling of the world. I mean, of whatever place you're at, whatever music is going, whatever music's ruling there. And why you think that the jazz festival, there's really never nothing that happens at the jazz festival? Because it's the mood, the tone is set, the music, That's why you need to mix it up, DJs. Instead of like you go to a club, murder, 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 and kill, kill, kill. You setting the tone for somebody to get murdered, 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 and kill, kill, kill. So now, DJs, y'all have a little, you know, a bigger problem on y'all hand. Y'all got to know how to learn how to mix it up. And probably some of them already do know that. But they like, man, forget it. Some people just sell out their people. Like, I know somebody going to get killed if I do this, but I'm going to do it because it's going to keep the money coming in strong. Cut that out. Cut that out, man. We got to stop doing that. But all I can say is the song's a hit, and it's definitely going to be around for a long time. This is the definite party song, get hype song. So I don't know what y'all hearing or what y'all seeing, how it's trash. All I can tell you is it's a hot song, but Megan Thee Stallion at rap Cardi B at the end of the day. And that just showed that, you know, Megan Thee Stallion is definitely, you know, like if this was a Indianapolis 500, nigga, she done pulled past third or second. She just pulled past it. So she's in that place, third or second, coming up on first. Because Megan Thee Stallion could rap. But I don't know, man. Because her and Nicki Minaj, they song, they was, you know, it wasn't no, like nobody got nobody. It was definitely like a tie. Like, I gotta listen back to it, but I mean, me hearing it, I ain't say Nicki out-rap Megan or Megan out-rap Nicki. But on this song, I can definitely say Megan out-rap Cardi. But I can tell you one thing, nigga, she can spell her name while she's on top, nigga. I'm going crazy. I'm telling you, man, like, nigga, I don't know. I don't know if a nigga can handle that one, nigga. I've been through a lot of things. I see a lot of women, nigga, but I don't know if I'd be able to handle that one. If she's smelling her name, nigga, I might let off a couple. Nah, I ain't even gonna say that joke, but you know, they ain't gonna take that back. But you know, nigga, I'm trying to tell you, nigga, like, boy, Tory Lanez did what he had to do. But that's gonna be the show, so y'all hit that like, share, and subscribe button, and I'm out.